The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant. Welcome to Reliant. How can we help you? And by Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Texans Extra Points, the 2014 edition is upon us. Now I'm your host, Drew Doherty, and tonight on the show we've got a lot of fun stuff to discuss. And on this maiden voyage, the two Johns joining me. Of course, John Harris of HoustonTexans.com. He's a Texans analyst. And John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. They're going to lend their insight. We're going to debate some things and have a whole lot of fun. But first, we start with some news of the week. The Texans, of course, tonight taking on the Arizona Cardinals in the desert in Glendale. And no Arian Foster, no Andre Johnson, and that's not much of a surprise. Those guys will not suit up tonight. They've been on the shelf watching from the sidelines while their teammates have been practicing for the bulk of the week. But Jadeveon Clowney, who practiced on Thursday but missed much of the week before that, he said he's going to play.
Just taking it slow with me, trying to just get back right now.
But you're not ready for game action Saturday, are you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be playing.
What does that mean? You'll be able to get back, be able to get out there in the first preseason game?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, be out there with my teammates, learning what to do. Just get that first initial contact with other opposite team now, and just, you know, learning what other guys do in the league. So it's going to be great for me.
What is the challenge to get into game shape, if you will?
The challenge to get in game shape?
You know, get in shape because you haven't been out there for a few days.
Just run to the ball. You know, it's football. Just run to the ball. No matter where you go on the field, just get to the ball.
Now, that proclamation was a little bit of news to his head coach on Thursday.
He'll start?
That's what he said.
Really?
How do you feel about that? That's news to me. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. We'll find out when the game starts.
So whether he starts or not remains to be seen. Sounds like he's going to suit up, and that's going to be fun to see what happens if he's in the ballgame with J.J. Watt, how they attack the Arizona offense, and really, if he can do some spectacular stuff like Texans fans have grown accustomed to seeing in the run-up to the draft and thereafter. Also this week, the Texans talked about the quarterback situation. Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course, going to start, but backing him up, Case Keenum and Tom Savage. Normally, the ones go with the ones, so that's Fitzpatrick. The twos go with the twos. That's the backup, Case Keenum, and the threes go with the threes in Savage. But Savage and Keenum both going to have some help in the second spot.
Now, I believe you said that the competition between Savage and Keenum's close. Do you see both of them getting reps with the second team?
Yeah. Yes.
Finally, Bob McNair was in the fight of his life, literally. Over the last 10 months or so, he'd been fighting skin cancer, and John McClain of the Houston Chronicle broke that story, and then Thursday afternoon, McNair spoke about it with the public.
The good news is that these things can be dealt with. Shortly thereafter, I think maybe in April, I went in and had the first CT scan, and I was clean of all the cancer.
All right, so guys, we've touched on some of the hot topics of the week. And, of course, McClain, you've been with the Houston Chronicle since the 70s. You've covered the Oilers, Love You Blue Days, all through Glanville, Pardee, and then the Texans. John, you're with us at HoustonTexans.com. You're on the radio, but you know your stuff when it comes to college football as well. So we have the quarterback situation that we touched on earlier. John Harris, Ryan Fitzpatrick, is he in a situation now that he hasn't been in before where he's surrounded with better weapons and maybe has – coaching staff that's more advantageous to what he can do?
I think both work to his advantage. I think the fact that he's got the weapons, when Andre Johnson is healthy, when DeAndre Hopkins has taken his game to this level that we've seen in training camp, Arian Foster at full health or as close to it as he can be with the number of tight ends that he's got, I think that this offense has as many skill position players as he's ever seen in his lineup. I mean, you think back to what he had with Tennessee or what he didn't have. He has that advantage. And this is an offense led by Coach Bill O'Brien and George Godsey that will hopefully coach the turnovers out of him. That remains to be seen. It is something that we've seen in practice, but we've seen those turnovers lessened by Ryan as time goes on. So we'll see against the Arizona Cardinals whether he can limit those turnovers and really show Bill O'Brien the progress that he needs to see.
Yeah, John, the interceptions have been the bugaboo of Fitzpatrick's career, but this is a new situation.
Where he was best last year in Tennessee's red zone, third in the league, 110.5, 8 touchdowns. No interceptions. The Texans were pathetic in the red zone. They would take that in a heartbeat. And he was fourth in the league on third down. The rest of the time, he was terrible. So if they can somehow get him under O'Brien and Godsey to play like he did in the red zone on third down, he'll be more consistent than he's been at any time in his career. He's 3 years at Buffalo, 24 touchdown passes a year. They'll take that. 16 touchdowns, They always wonder, how does a guy as smart as him, graduate of Harvard, make so many bad mistakes when he's throwing the ball and try to force it into coverage? I don't think he's going to do that, because I think Bill and George are really grilling it into him. Don't force the ball into coverage. I bet he doesn't throw more than 10 or 12 interceptions this season.
Yeah, we've got a lot more to get to on this show, but you went to Canton last weekend, and we've got to talk about the Hall of Fame and how it pertains to the Houston Texans. So don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points is coming right back after this quick break.